Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Carl Tim is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Carl is a new friend, but we know his company. He's the group marketing manager for the small business, small and medium business customer marketing division of the U.S. Side of Microsoft, and he's here to talk to us about something that you and I must be able to get right, and that's our online presence, how we appear, what our critical mass is online. Carl Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you again for being here, and we got a, you know, you work with a lot of great folks that we think an awful lot of, especially our good friend Cindy Bates, who's been a member of my brain trust now for a long time. I know she's one of the folks that you work with and work for, and so be sure to give her our best when you talk to her. Carl, let's talk about this concept of an online presence. It's really, over the years, over the last 15 years or so, 17 years really, all the way back to 95, it's really taken on a lot of different looks, hasn't it? In the early days, you just need to have a website. And then later on, we started thinking about SEO, and now we've got social media, and there's a lot of, it's the same idea, but there's a lot more rules, a lot more tools, and a lot more facets, aren't there?
Yeah, there really are, and you know, I'll tell you why it's so important. Some of you may have seen, it was about 2 years ago now, the BIA Kelsey Group released a research report that said, you know, as of 2010, 97% of consumers were researching products online.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's really been a shift, right? There was a time when people were researching things locally, mm-hmm. and they were looking through their local Yellow Pages. But as now we've seen 97% of researchers or consumers are researching products online, you know, that really tells us that as a business, we need to be online so
right.
people can find us.
Well, and the operative word there, folks, is researching. That's not necessarily where they're buying or how they're buying, but they're doing their homework online, aren't they? They're doing the due diligence. And Carl, this is what's happening in that research, is what I'm calling the moment of relevance. I'm working, as my audience knows, I've been doing a lot of talking about what I call the age of the customer. And one of the most important aspects of the age of the customer is what I call the moment of relevance. And what I mean by that, Carl, is while they're researching, they're ruling people, companies, in or out. And when they rule you in or out, you may not even know they exist. And that's what I call the moment of relevance. What do you think, Carl?
I think you're right on. And the really interesting thing about this is, people aren't using just one source of information anymore to rule companies in or out.
Right.
They're checking with multiple sources, both online and offline, right? Word of mouth is still relevant, and as well as different sources online. Mm-hmm. You know, this same study indicated that on average, customers are looking at 7.9 different sources for product information.
Wow.
Which means, as you mentioned, right, early on, getting online meant just getting a website. But just having a website anymore isn't enough because customers aren't looking at just one place.
Well, it's the importance of relevance is just kicking up a notch every time you turn around. For example, now your website, you may be ruled out if your website is not easy to navigate.
That's true.
They may not even find you if they're looking for a local company. They're part of their search includes a local reference. If you aren't well designated locally, they might even find you in a local search. So you don't even exist, let alone be relevant to them.
You know, it's true, and all of this can sound really daunting. You know, it can sound like, wow, this is true. This makes sense. So how do I get around this? And I think that's, you know, that's definitely part of what we want to talk about here today,
right.
is how to help customers, small businesses especially. Make sure their customers can find them.
One of the best analogies I can think of for small business owners, Carl, on this is most small business owners are not on the main intersections right out front where the expensive real estate is. A lot of small business owners are one or two blocks off the beaten path, so to speak. They do it because of the cost, et cetera, et cetera. So they don't have any problem putting directions out how to get to my company. Turn left here, go right there, go 1 mile and turn right, whatever. Basically, what you're talking about when you're talking about your online image and your online presence, you're talking about just directions, aren't you?
Yeah, basically, right? I mean, you, that's right on, Jim. You need to help your customers find you. And they're very easy ways to do that. In fact, you know, everybody's well aware of all the applications that are turning up on phones these days, and customers are using those applications to help find things they need. And they use a lot of different applications. It's hard to tell which ones they use. And so it's important to be found in those applications. It's important to be found in whatever tools customers are using to find you. And there's some very easy ways to do that without spending a lot of time online.
You know, one of the things I've been saying to small business owners, Carl, is a mobile app might not be what every small business owner needs. A lot of small business owners don't need to have an app developed for them. Some do, some don't. But I believe every business, large or small, needs a mobile website. What do you think? One that defaults to that smaller aspect ratio whenever someone goes to your website on a mobile app, mobile phone.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's a really interesting idea, Jim, and I think that you're right on. In fact, it's not that difficult to turn your, we'll say your normal online website into a mobile version of the website. In fact, those transitions happen very easily these days. If you find a good web developer, they can make that translation for your business website without too much difficulty and without too much cost.
And folks, if you want to see what that might look like, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go to that on your desktop. And then type in the same address on your smartphone, and you'll see how my regular site converts to the mobile site. And, you know, folks, when we come back after these messages, Carl is going to identify for us a new resource. It's still in beta, brand spanking new resource that will help us find out where we're weak, where we excel, what do we need to work on to improve and strengthen our online presence. It's a resource, and I'm in the process of signing up for it myself. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Carl Timm. He's with Microsoft.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.